Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the time.
What?
Aaron's not here, so the vocals are going to be weird, but I know TX is going to step up. You have a cold.
I sure do.
It's on me to carry it again.
Carry it.
Every day.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
Are you okay?
This is news. Or no.
I don't like it when TX says he's carrying it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I didn't like it.
We
so I wanted
go.
To. Okay. I decided to get in there. Also, since I just had like a.
I know how to motivate him. He's so easy.
Also, because the thing that happened before was like a vowel movement. I couldn't even use words. I was like.
Did you call that a vowel movement?
I did.
I like that. That's funny.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah.
So it's time for news or nope. Brand new batch of nopes. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
And since Erin's not here, she gave me her proxy nope.
I don't think she did. She'll be back later this week.
As far as you know, she did, though.
Yeah, I could text her and check, though.
No. Her phone's not working where she's at, so
she's
I have the proxy
Mexico.
Nope.
It works.
Ah, da, 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 da.
Okay. Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Don't nope me, because this is good news.
Okay.
There is a fan theory running rampant that The Life of a Showgirl is Taylor Swift's final album, and this is her way of saying goodbye.
There is absolutely no way, and I don't mean this in a negative way, what I'm about to say.
Okay, you probably do.
She's a star.
She's a star.
And you don't stop being a star.
Right.
Stardom is taken away from you for
right.
some people, but no one goes, that's good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Yeah. I think she does genuinely want to try to pretend to be a normal person and have babies and do the whole thing. But dude,
she can
you don't
both.
Go from, do you understand what it's like to volunteer at your kid's preschool and like wipe snot off a kid's noses and stuff
right.
after you've played stadiums
after every single
country.
Mother of those kids came to see you at the Eras Tour. Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Taylor doesn't quit.
Right.
Yeah. I also think being involved with the Kelsey, Travis,
yeah, yeah.
but the Kelsey brothers have never turned down a commercial.
Yeah.
No.
This, that in, just never.
Yeah. Never.
Everyone they've been offered.
The good news is she commented on the news.
Oh, she did?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so she, okay, so we're giving our 2 cents and
right,
she's already
right.
dispelled it.
I was just waiting for the
okay,
chance to
thanks
say
for letting
it.
Us make idiots of ourselves.
Yeah, she's doing press for this album, which is exciting. And someone said, Taylor, don't tell me this is your last album. And in the clip, she's like, no, I like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, fans are thinking that. And she said, that is a shockingly offensive thing to say. That's not why women get married, to give up our jobs. And I love her. I love her.
Mm. But she is, I do believe her, she's not going to tour this record.
Oh, I believe her. I think
no
she
way.
Like needs some downtime.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like you can't.
Yeah. But
you
need
to, you can't do another stadium tour. Like, just let everybody have a breath.
Like, put out like two more albums before you even do another tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that will probably be the last tour.
Maybe like let Guinness print a copy of the book before you keep breaking more records.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know what's the weirdest thing in the world is? We didn't talk about this, but that Tool, Zach Bryan. I mean, I like Zach Bryan.
Oh,
I saw his show.
He broke that record.
He's got the biggest concert ever. He broke it because he played like...
He played at,
it's not Iowa, maybe Michigan.
No, it's Ann Arbor. It's Michigan, University of Michigan.
100,000 plus people.
The big house is what they call it.
Right? He's got, and I'm like, how did Taylor not break that? Right? Like,
because Taylor didn't choose to tour there, and she should. She should break
that. But also,
record.
I think her stage is probably too big. Like, he can fit more people because he doesn't have all the crap.
Okay, well, he's annoying.
I liked him. His concert was great, but now all the chicken fry stuff, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't go well for him. So. Anyway.
Do you know what the chicken fry stuff is?
I do, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, you confused me for a second. I thought you were switching to Zach Brown.
No.
Right.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did anybody in this room read the Choose Your Own Adventure books, you know, where you got to, like, flip ahead?
They were a little past my time, but I know what they are. I think it's a really cool concept.
Well, now it's coming to TV, as fans of Law & Order SVU were surprised when, if you watched the episode on NBC...
What?
You got one ending. If you watched the same episode on Peacock, you got a completely different ending.
What are you talking about?
And it sounds like nobody knew this was going to be. Correct me if I'm wrong, Texters. If anybody watching, and maybe this was, but it sounds like
303-222-5423. You're saying what was one dirtier, so they didn't want to put it on regular TV?
They literally just on one. It suggests that a new character could not be trusted by Olivia Benson. The other episode cut that part out. It just didn't have it at all.
Do you think
so
this was a mistake?
I don't think so. It appears to be strategic. The NBC broadcast was designed to promote a subsequent episode of Law & Order, Organized Crime, which featured Olivia Benson like on the show. And the one on Peacock did not. So I don't know. Now we're entering this weird thing where it's like, did you see the episode? Yeah, I did. But which version of the episode did you see?
You can't do that.
Is this cutting edge or is this a new version of
hell? No, this is a huge mistake.
Okay. Huh. I kind of think,
Because I'm sorry to say, like it's weird as somebody who's doing live radio right this second.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When it comes to TV, I don't know anybody who watches it the whole way anymore. Like who's like, oh, it's Thursday night. It's SVU. You just go, we'll catch it on Peacock, right? You're not going to.
Just like you could catch the Slacker Show anytime on the Odyssey app, like on demand or whatever.
On the Peacock app?
The Odyssey app.
Odyssey, O-D-Y.
Nope. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Okay. Or wherever you get your podcast, you can listen on demand.
What if I get my podcast on the Peacock app?
I don't think they have a podcast.
Okay. All right. So, okay. That's weird. Anyway, we have time for one more, I think.
Oh, no.
Okay, TX.
Good evening.
Aaron's not here.
I'm sorry.
On Saturday, more than 1,200 runners got the runs as they participated in the 8th annual International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon.
You're being funny. Nobody actually got.
I don't think nobody. Not all 1,200, but not nobody.
Do you know that that happens, by the way? Do you know that, like.
When you're running, you gotta go.
Like the marathoners, like if you're running 26, you're going for time, you like.
Just poop your pants?
Yeah, but you're wearing runner shorts. You're just like.
What? Okay,
like,
well.
That's a real thing. Like, look it up and you can see it happening.
When I said I was gonna take up running? Forget it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.